Live right here,
awesome.
With KKLA 99.5 FM. That was Monique Donnelly, Rod Trekking Against,
and
Mark Kiefer on
not just
percussion.
Drum, the that, trash
excuse
can.
Me, that was a Gretsch trash can, by the way. That
a
was
cracked trash can.
Yeah, Rubbermaid makes a really good.
You rock.
Are listening to Worship Factory right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kemp DeBrine with Rod Trekking Nelson, Monique Donnelly, and Mark Kiefer in studio.
You're my hero,
and that
Mark
wasn't
Kiefer.
A drum. That was actually a garbage can right here.
Yeah,
is
but
it
I'm
the same one that Richie Garcia played.
Oh. Yeah, this is more rubber.
So.
That's like
well, yeah,
maybe
glass.
That's
that
why
could
it was cracked.
Because I was geeking out thinking maybe Richie Garcia.
We're gonna put those on eBay, by the way. That's gonna fund the show. We got our sponsor now.
But that's a nice segue, Miss Monique.
Yes.
Into
talking about percussion.
The Tribe.
Yes. I want everyone to know about The Tribe because it absolutely speaks to our heart here at Worship Factory. Please tell us about that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, stop it. You, Mark Kiefer, co-founded this group, right?
Called The Tribe, or Tribe Drummers, as we sometimes call ourselves. But, yeah, okay. Basically, what happened was in, I want to say, 2001, the church I was going to in Tulsa, before we moved out here, we had a 24/7 visitor.
Prayer.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of the 24/7 prayer movement.
Mm-hmm.
It started in the UK under Pete Gregg, who wrote Red Moon Rising. I think Shauna talked about that book when she was here. Amazing movement. And our church picked up on that. And we were in the middle of a five-week prayer vigil. And toward the end of it, one of my friends, Guile Smith, called myself and a few other guys and said, "Hey, let's take some drums into the prayer room. We've got a few hours slotted out. I know we were going to go in and pray, but let's take drums too."
Nice.
And I mean, we immediately just like went electric inside.
Yeah.
You know, I love that idea.
Yeah.
It's great. So we took this stuff in, and I mean, about 2 minutes later, that 2 hours was over.
Yeah.
You know, and we had decided by the end of it, we've got to share this.
Yeah.
We've got to do something here. We've uncovered something that God is wanting to people to experience.
So cool.
Because none of us, at least knowingly, had experienced prayer outside of praying with your voice.
Yeah.
Conventionally. And so we were like, wow, we really connected with God, and we barely said a word. I mean, or sometimes we would have a little bed of percussion going, and someone would read a scripture or some kind of, you know, old poem or something that was just, mm-hmm. you know, would move us. And so this was a new thing for us. So we talked to the pastor of the church, and we said, hey, we really want to do something special to finish this prayer vigil we're going to do. So, cool. So what we decided to do was to, and in a 24/7 prayer room, if you haven't been in one, the walls are covered with paper. People are writing their prayers and needs on the walls. There's black light. And I mean, it's just really this, like, the coolest living room you could ever imagine is this prayer room. And as this people have drawn pictures, you know, I mean, the thing that we were discovering was that prayer isn't just talking to God. Yeah. It's expressing yourself and what he's giving you. And whether that's playing drums or singing, but a lot of people draw or paint. Sure. Some people dance. Some people
it's communion with
right,
God.
It
it's
is.
This interaction with God.
Right.
And it's not just words. It's mm-hmm. your expression. It's your life interacting with God.
Yeah, I can't even express to you the connection that it is. You have to experience it for yourself.
Yeah.
And so whatever it is, you know, everyone in this room is good at something. Everybody listening is good at something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. They're good at something. That is can be a prayer. If you devote
Amen.
That skill, that creativity to
that
God.
Gift.
That gift that mm-hmm. he's giving you to God, then it's already his anyway. Then why? How much more is he going to connect with you if you express yourself to him with that gift?
And I really want to encourage our listeners to check out the video that you have created that kind of capture this whole idea.
Robert and Andrea Job. Robert is in the tribe, and they shot and edited this video,
which is so beautifully done, so artistically
it's
done,
so great, and
so professional.
Can we get a copy and we can put it on the website?
Yeah, I'll see you to that.
Okay,
awesome. But yeah, that'll be the easiest way probably for your listeners.
And you are listening with respect to KKLA 99.5 FM. We are in studio with Mark Kiefer, who is a drummer and also sound engineer, you name it as far as that goes, and now a film editor. Then we're talking about the tribe and further about what's prayer, what he's been called to within the drum corps, bringing actually percussion into prayer, which is
pretty
cool.
Yeah, I got to say, I got one problem with all of this.
Uh-oh.
He's a guitarist. Here he comes.
No. You're blowing the doors off of what everybody believes about prayer.
I know, right?
You know, right?
Right?
I mean, I can kneel, I can stand, right. I can hold my hands, I can do certain things, but you're saying, mm-hmm. like, there's this whole world out here.
Yeah. Well, God says, you know, he is spirit, and he calls his worshipers to, you know, worship in spirit and truth.
Right.
And yes, when we're speaking, that's truth, and repeating his word back to him, you know, through words, that's prayer. But it also says, you know, his worshipers must worship in spirit. And that, I think, exactly is what you're doing when you're using your gifts that God gave you mm-hmm. to commune with him. You know, you're kind of giving it back to him, and it's this beautiful exchange of life that happens when you're doing that. And I know for myself, like, I've been in positions where, you know, I'll go to a gig or something, and I'm just singing. And then, because I've been challenged with that with a friend of mine. She's like, let everything you do be worship. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to play this. And then I'll be at a session, you know, with this choir singing. All of a sudden, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to use my gifts for God's glory. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, in my mind, I'm going, okay, from now on, every note that I sing from the rest of the session is going to be to you, a gift from you. And it becomes this beautiful, like, I can't even explain to you how night and day it changes my heart and my attitude. And it is a beautiful communion that I experience with God when I make that mental and spiritual shift.
Exactly. And that, I mean, even when I'm playing just a regular drum set in church, I'll tell you about the setup of Tribe, what we normally do in a second. But, like, if I'm playing in a worship band at church, I am constantly going, God, I can't do this without you.
Yeah, amen. Mm. Amen.
And, you know, yeah, I can play drums, but Lord, I can't do this, what I want to accomplish here today without you.
Right.
And so,
he is the vine,
and
we are the branches.
That's the switch right there for me.
Yeah.
And I feel completely different why I'm there, different about why I'm there.
Yep.
And I just feel the flow.
Yeah.
yeah. with him.
You know, apart from me, you are nothing. And we, right. we are nothing you right. know, apart from the vine.
So in Tribe, we've played on garbage before. I mean, I played on a garbage pan a second ago. But we were in Spain a few years back. And our rider had gotten there, but none of our equipment had gotten there.
Oh, really?
So they had a few djembes, and we're like, wait a second. So we went outside the auditorium, and we found a junk pile. And we sifted through this thing for a day.
Wow.
And we found all this stuff, and we brought it up on the stage, and we played garbage.
Nice.
And God still
showed up
and it was phenomenal.
I love it when God does that, when totally pulls the rug under you and goes, okay, I'm going to prove how good and how faithful I am,
right.
and I'm going to take this from
under God's you. Been using garbage for a long time.
Amen, preach.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. Now you're talking about Worship Factory again, aren't you?
I was just thinking about me, not you wonderful people.
There you go again. I tell you, never leave it down. You know what's amazing about me, percussion and drums, is the fact is that it was also not only you're using it from a framework of getting into the Word and getting into a connection, and it's incredible that it's also used in battle as well. Mm-hmm. That the drum corps would always go out, you know, usually mm-hmm. and lead into battle,
still, yeah.
which is still amazing. And we are in studio with Mark Kiefer right here at KKLA 99.5 Worship Factory. Get online, get connected at worshipfactory.net. We'll be right back with our Exposed segment. Yeah!